The Lord be with you.
And
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. As Jesus continued his journey to Jerusalem, he traveled through Samaria and Galilee. As he was entering a village, 10 persons with leprosy met him. They stood at a distance from him and raised their voices, saying, "Jesus, Master, have pity on us." And when he saw them, he said, "Go show yourselves to the priests." As they were going, they were cleansed. And one of them, realizing he had been healed, returned, glorifying God in a loud voice. And he fell at the feet of Jesus and thanked him. He was a Samaritan. Jesus said in reply, 10 were cleansed, were they not? Where are the other 9? Has none but this foreigner returned to give thanks to God?" Then he said to him, "Stand up and go. Your faith has saved you." The Gospel of the Lord. Good. So once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. Happy Thanksgiving Day to everybody. You know, it's wonderful. I'll tell you one of the great things about this church is that I get to see everybody as they're going out. You know, sort of going out different directions. And I can see most of you on the way out and wish you a happy Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving Day, probably the best federal holiday of the year. I mean, it could almost be a religious holiday on our church calendar. But, you know, heck, the feds took care of this one, so I'm grateful for that too. Okay, Thanksgiving Day, a day to focus on the power of gratitude. And I really believe this is something I've discovered in my own life. Gratitude is a transformative superpower. Suppose I told you there was a superpower that could lift you up out of every emotional pit that you've fallen into. Suppose I told you there was a superpower that was able to give you peace, even joy, no matter what was going on all around you. You'd say, "That's one superpower I want to have, right? That's better than leaping tall buildings in a single bound and being faster than a speeding bullet or whatever else you might want. Well, that's a superpower you want to have." That's the transformative power of gratitude. You know what gratitude is built out of? Two ingredients. First of all, it's a recognition of what you've been given. Completely unmerited. Totally gratuitous. Full recognition of that. Secondly, it's a choice on your part. Let's take a closer look at each one of those two, okay? So here, every Thanksgiving Day, we read from the Gospel of Luke, and we hear the story of the 10 lepers, and only one of them comes back after being healed. Only one of them comes back to give thanks to the Lord. And it hurts. You know, Jesus is hurt by this. After all he's done, there hasn't been a healing from leprosy in Israel in 800 years. But that's the subject of another homily, right? We'll talk about that some other time. And he's hurt that nobody, he says, "Has none but this foreigner come back to give thanks?" And if you hear that, and if you go through your Thanksgiving Day thinking kind of in a vague general sense, "I should really be more thankful," then you've really missed the point. Because that's just good manners. That's just superficiality. We want to take it to a deeper level. Understand the transformative power of gratitude. The first part of realizing that is recognizing that everything is a free, unmerited gift. Here's something for you to do next time you feel bad. Next time maybe you have like a quiet moment alone and your heart sinks from something someone said or something that's happened to you, you feel bad. Choose one thing immediately around you to be grateful for. And tell me if it doesn't make you feel better right away, at least a little bit. And I mean something immediate. Like, I look around, I'm grateful we built this place. I really am. Every single time I get up here, I'm so grateful we built this place. Yesterday, I got 3 calls to the hospital. All 3 of them in danger of death. 2 of them, death is imminent. They're going to be spending Thanksgiving Day in the hospital. I was grateful that I could walk away. Give thanks to God for everything and be specific about it. You can give thanks to God that you got breath in your lungs. Really, every single breath is a gift, unmerited. You can be thankful to God that you've got a heart that's beating and that's healthy. Thankful to God for every last cell in your body. And you can be thankful to God that the earth has a 23.5 degree axis tilt. Right? Because if it was 1 degree more or 1 degree less, the summer would be too hot, the winter would be too cold, and life would be impossible. You can be thankful to God that out in space right now there's the Van Allen radiation belts protecting us all from deadly solar radiation, without which you'd fry up like a crisp. In 5 minutes, you'd look like a tater tot, right? You can be thankful to God for that. Be thankful to God for all things. Do you like cranberry sauce? It's my favorite thing on Thanksgiving Day, cranberry sauce. You can have a spoonful of cranberry sauce today. Stop and think that all that went into making that cranberry sauce. Somebody picked the cranberries. Somebody took them to the cranberry sauce making plant. Somebody shipped it to the store. Somebody prepped it up and delivered it to your plate. Somebody smelted the metal that made the spoon, that made it possible for you to have a side dish, all right? Your life is filled with things to be grateful for. Every time you choose that gratitude, you grow in joy, right? So recognize that all of it's a gift. If you're a person of faith, you can take it even further. Because in faith, we recognize that even the things that seem like bad things are actually blessings in disguise. And I mean every single time. Question for you this morning. What's more truthful? Optimism or pessimism? What's more truthful? Some people say, you know, I'm a pessimist because everything always ends up working out for the worst, so, you know, I might as well be prepared. What's more truthful? Glass half empty or glass half full? Murphy's Law or best is yet to come? Suppose I told you that pessimism is a lie. It's not just less truthful, it's a lie. You want to know why? Because Jesus Christ rose from the dead. That shows you that God can turn anything into a blessing. And I mean, he does it every single time. You've got to believe and you've got to give him time, but he will always bring the best, even out of the worst. You can even be thankful for that. But there's more to gratitude. That's just the first ingredient. Here's the second ingredient to gratitude. It's choosing it. If you want to be grateful, you got to choose it. And it takes effort. I mean, it's like choosing to get up and exercise. It's not always easy, right? You got to choose to be grateful. If you ever find somebody in your life who's an ingrate, right? If they feel entitled, if they walk through life thinking, what have you done for me lately? And why didn't you do more? I guarantee you one thing, that person is grossly lacking in humility. Because humility makes gratitude possible. If you want to choose gratitude, please remember, you have to choose humility. Because an ungrateful soul has zero humility. And to that, I want to share something. I think I've shared this with you before. But if you want to practice gratitude, you want to practice humility, it helps to hear from an expert in humility. So this is Mother Teresa's 10 practices to grow in humility. You can think about each one of these. Number one, speak about yourself as little as you possibly can. Number two, keep busy with your own business and not the affairs of others. Number three, accept insults and irritations with a sense of humor. Number four, don't dwell on the faults of other people. Number five, accept criticism, even when it's not deserved. Number six, whenever possible, let other people have their way. Number seven, accept being forgotten, being disregarded, and even being held in contempt. Number eight, be courteous and polite, even when provoked by somebody. Number nine, don't seek to be admired. And number 10, give in discussions even when you're right. 10 steps to practice humility. Why do we practice humility? Because it makes gratitude possible. Why do we practice gratitude? Because it makes happiness possible. It's the transformative power that all of us want to have. Listen, anybody can be a critic, right? Anybody can complain. Anybody can be a cynic. It's as easy as falling down. But if you want to know the power of gratitude, you have to have love, you have to have humility, and you have to choose it. And so here on this Thanksgiving Day, let's do that, okay? For all the blessings that we've received, and for all the blessings we have yet to recognize, like we say every time we say Mass, it's truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere, to give you thanks, Almighty God. Amen.